you say you recently asked God for forgiveness, and you keep falling back in the same things.
Okay.
You're in a battle. There's a kingdom of God, and then there's the kingdom of Satan. There's only two kingdoms. So you're either born into the kingdom of God and serving him in holiness and obedience, or what kingdom are you part of? Satan's kingdom. There's no in between. There's no middle ground. So I don't know if you're born again or not, but you cry out to God because of what Jesus Christ did and tell him, cleanse me from my sin. And here's the thing. In Acts 5, it says God gives the Holy Spirit not to just whoever believes. He gives the Holy Spirit to those who will obey him. That's what it says. And so what that means is you're going to lose most of your family. You're going to lose your friends. If you had a worldly career like a bartender or something, I don't know what you do. You're going to lose that. You're going to lose how you act, talk, dress, everything to follow Christ. Now, you're a young man. You're not married, right? If you ever got married, like I'm married to my wife, if you ever got married, would you lose your whole life for your wife? Meaning you'd stop other women. You would stop doing everything on your own. And wouldn't you like live your life so you and your wife could be together? Isn't that the whole point of a marriage? Yeah. So that's a marriage covenant. So we have a blood covenant with Jesus. This is awesome. And so he says, count the cost. And so it's natural for you to have this fight. Don't think that once you come to God and cry out and repent that you're never going to sin again. It's not true. But you know what will happen? If you walk with the Lord and you strive and you read his word and you say, sanctify me, that means conform you to be like him, and give me your spirit, give me your word. You already met somebody that will help you. God will help you. You can become more like him over time. And each day, week, month, and year, guess what? You'll sin less. You'll want to sin less. Now, I've been at this 15 years. I was a worldly, drunken, fighting, fornicating, idolatrous man. I can still sin today. In fact, my flesh wants me to sin today. If I see a woman walking dressed in modest, if I look at her too long, it's like, don't look at her. Why am I looking at her? If I see something that makes me angry, my flesh could rise up. But you know what I do? I turn to the Lord and I say, Lord, I'm yours. Give me strength. I look away, but that desire to sin has gone from a 10 in me. Maybe it's a 10 in you now. Following the Lord, guess what it's down to? A 1 or a 2. You can get it down that far. Because the Bible, I just did a teaching. The Bible actually teaches that we walk in perfection. And perfection, let me encourage you. It doesn't mean you're going to be perfect. I'm not perfect. But you know what I'm striving for? To be perfect. So that word perfect in the Bible means complete and mature. So as you grow in Christ, you'll become complete and mature, and you'll no longer do the things you did. Your flesh is always going to want to sin. But here's the key. Ready? Read Galatians 5 sometime. The Bible says, crucify your flesh. See, it's your flesh that makes you want to sin. Your spirit, if it's God's, wants to please God. Your flesh, and Satan comes in and goes, come on, go do that stuff you used to do. Go hang with those people. Have that drink, do that drug, watch that porn, watch that movie. Dress cool so you look good, showing your body off to the chicks. That's all. Satan and your body going, I like this stuff. But God says, no, I bought you with a price. Your mind. That's what the word redeem means. Redeem means Christ purchased you. So imagine if you were in jail and I heard about you. Real quick, last point. You're in jail and I heard about you and you got $10,000 fines on you. You're going to sit in jail for the next, maybe, I don't know, could be your whole life, whatever, $1 million fines. What if a man walks up and goes, I'm going to pay his fine. And the judge goes, what? I'll pay his fine. The judge goes, we'll let him go. That's a representation of what Jesus did for us. He shed his blood and purchased us, but we can't be bought and freed to then go and live a criminal life still, can we? No. Now you got to go. You got to live holy. You got to live righteous. And that's why if you begin to pluck these things out of your life that are sinful, it will help you to start. Get rid of your television. Sinful. Get rid of your, I use the internet to proclaim the gospel, but I don't watch movies. I don't watch sports. I don't watch television. That's all carnal. You got to get away from all that. You're going to have to separate from friends that go, oh, come on, man. Drinking, have some doobie, pot, whatever your friends do. Yeah. Looking at stuff. They want to fight. They want to do all kinds of stuff. You're going to have to clean all that out of your life because God's working in you. That's the fruit that you're born again. And just like these guys, the fruit that they're not born again is they might not be worldly gangbangers, drunks, or even fornicators or adulterers, but you know what they're full of? Pride, vanity, false doctrine. And Jesus said this, you must worship in spirit and truth. So you ponder that. My website's there for you, and if I can help you, you know where to go. Thanks for listening, man. I might have come here just for you today. I should probably go home. No. I love you, man. I love you. Take care. God be praised.